Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jeff Abbott. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian Simmons. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Park. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Durham hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Durham. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Mears applying the tag. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Caruso strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gates moves to second. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Abbott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Abbott. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Abbott steals second. Brian Simmons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abbott scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Simmons. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Mears applying the tag. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lawton is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Caruso reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Caruso scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hocking takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hocking moves to second. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gates is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hocking moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton is 0-for-1 in the game. Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Abbott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hocking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Caruso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham moves to third. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Caruso moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caruso scores. Bell moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0 for 2 in the game. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hocking is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to second. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abbott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Abbott moves to third. Travis Miller now pitching. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Abbott scores. Simmons moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Caruso is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Caruso hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gates is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Gates hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Molitor is 0-2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Coomer is 0-2 in the game. Coomer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Gates now playing second base. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Chris Latham now playing left field. Corey Koski now playing third base. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ventura is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Norton is 0-3 in the game. Norton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Latham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lawton is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Steinbach is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Abbott. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Corey Koski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Koski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Serafini now pitching. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Abbott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Abbott hits a pop-up towards short. Hocking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Bradford now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gates hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Gates reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradford fields it and throws to first for the out. Gates moves to third. 2 outs. Doug Mankiewicz pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mankiewicz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latham is 0-for-1 in the game. Latham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Mankiewicz moves to second. Brian Ward now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Mankiewicz now playing first base. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Caruso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Symons now pitching. Brian Simmons now playing left field. Mike Cameron now playing center field. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Koski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Koski hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Symons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koski for the out. Steinbach moves to second. One out. David Ortiz pinch hits for Denny Hocking. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Alex Ochoa pinch runs for David Ortiz. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gates hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, White Sox 6, Twins, 6. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Brant Gates now playing shortstop. Todd Walker now playing second base. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Norton is 0-for-4 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Abbott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive beyond short. Gates can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Abbott moves to second. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Baptist now pitching. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Durham is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Abbott moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Caruso is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Ayer now pitching. Doug Mankiewicz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mankiewicz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mankiewicz hits a pop-up towards short. Caruso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Latham is 0-for-2 in the game. Latham strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lawton is 0-for-3 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron bunts towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura is walked intentionally. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a pop-up towards short. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Abbott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Abbott is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Abbott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mankiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Koski strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops it up and throws to first, with Trombley covering, for the out. 1 out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 5 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz fields the ball and throws to Trombley covering. Safe. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso bunts towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Abbott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 5 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to second. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Molitor steals third. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Mankiewicz. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Mankiewicz steals second. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Latham is 0-for-3 in the game. Latham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.